Shami Brachas Daf Samach Zayin. The Gemara continues with the sugya of being Birchas Hamazon or pottering things that are eaten the kinuach either before the suda or after the suda, after the suda is completed. And the sugya today is about one of the most complex sugyas in Brachos, is the sugya of Pas Haba B'Kisnin. What is this? What is Pas Haba B'Kisnin, and what does it have to negate to a bracha? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chelbo, Rav Huna, Rav, B'Shem, Rav Chiya Berubah, said over the name Rav Chiya Berubah, the great, Pas Haba B'Kisnin, Achar Mazon, Pas that comes with Kisnin bread after Mazon, after you bench, after they finished the Masuda, but before you made Birchas HaMazon, but you finished eating, Tuna Baracha Lefoneh Acharev, requires a Baracha Bishon and a Baracha Acharon, even though you're going to bench. What is Apas Haba B'Kisnin? It's a multi-Rishonim Machlokes here as to what exactly Pas Haba B'Kisnin. What's unusual is that the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch really paskins like all of them, mentions that all of these have the same halakas, all of these different aspects to it. One of the shitas, as you find in Rishonim, Rabbi Yonah, the shita is that it's, which is, I think, the majority of Rishonim understand it this way, it's dough that was kneaded into kisnin, a Galashan kiss, pockets, where the pockets are filled with fruit, with almonds, with honey, with sweets, and then baked together. So that's it's a delicacy, it's a dessert, something sweet. That's called Pas Haba B'Kisnin. The other shita is Rashi, famous shita in Pas Haba B'Kisnin, is where it's made from toasted grain, and it's the idea is that you cook it together, which it's healthy for a person, the Gemara says, and it's good for the heart, and that's why people would eat it. But in order to be able to be a dessert, to leave a person with a good feeling, a sweet feeling in his mouth, it would be mixed together, baked together, put together with spices and walnuts and almonds and all kinds of other things. And it comes together, so it's together with kisnin. It comes together with the toasted grain, kneaded together, baked together with sweet pastry. And therefore, it's called Pas Haba B'Kisnin. Others say Pas Haba B'Kisnin is where it's fakir. It's hard, dry bread, like a toast, which is not eaten, not used for anything more than just for to be able to stop one's person's digestion. So these are all different aspects of Pas Haba B'Kisnin. So then we discuss the idea of Pas Haba B'Kisnin. Again, it's the derech is to eat it at the end of the Suda as a dessert. The kinuach ha-peh is the lashon of the Mishnah. And therefore, it's in this kind of thing, halacha is you make a bracha, the tuna bracha l'fanei acharei, because it doesn't come part of the Suda itself. Memela, this is the understanding of the lashon in the Mishnah. And therefore, the halacha would be that we do not you have to make its own bracha because it's not part of the mazon, bracha rishona, and since it comes after the suda, after you finished eating, it's not part of the suda itself. And therefore, it's then of like a snack or something that's eaten as a snack afterwards, and therefore it would require a bracha before and after. And this is the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. However, today we do a little bit different today. Because there was what they would eat a suda. They would have a table. They would eat their main course with bread, finish it. The bread would be removed. Everything else would be removed, and they bring another table, and that would be their dessert, their Pas Haba B'Kisnin. So therefore, it's like your Masiach Das from the suda, and maybe therefore requires its own bracha achrona, ala michya, and then you bench afterwards on the suda itself. But today we don't do that. We're sitting at the same table. Mishabura Paskins, it's an Arichas, an Aloha, and the Aruch HaShulchan, the other, the Narsi Kilim on Shulchan Aruch, that it's all part of today. It's really part of the Suda itself. So even though, yes, in a Hanami, you make a Bracha Rishona because it's for a separate course. It's for there's something for sweet. But since it's part of the Etzem Suda, we don't make a Bracha Acharav today. We don't do that. But in the Medina de Gemara and Shulchan Aruch Mechaber Paskins, like he's shown him, that it would require bracha lefanei acharei. And the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Ami, Rav Yochanan Pollock." Rav Yochanan disagrees with this, and he wants to know what does he disagree? What is he coming to argue with? The bracha rishona and the bracha achrona, or just the bracha rishona, or just the bracha achrona? So I'm Rav Manu, Rav Chizkio, but Ma'al Pollock. What's the machlok? What's Rav Yochanan disagreeing with? What does it mean, Rav Yochanan Pollock? So the Gemara says, we're talking about Gesha Achal. Maybe we're talking about a case where a person ate from that min during the meal. In other words, you have this pasab kistin, you had this this dough break with a pocket full of sweet things, or as Rashi says, this toasted grain mixed together with kneaded together with some sweet things as for dessert pastry. So therefore, if you ate that in the middle of a suda, then you don't make a bracha rishon on it. Where you're eating, continuing to eat it after you finish eating the suda before you benched. But we're talking about, so he says, when do we say? Maybe you'll tell me that they're arguing a case when you ate mosa, maybe I'm sa mosan. And there the shah was whether you have to make a bracha or not another bracha. Mara says, I'm a layer because they know, I feel lochum yosa, I'm in memsa mosan. Avyokuna would argue and says that even if you didn't eat it in the middle of the suda and only eating later, you still didn't make its own bracha. So in other words, you would think that the Gemara assumed that maybe the only machlokas would be if you're eating it in the middle of the Suda. Now you're continuing eating it after the Suda. So there is the machlokas of Yochanan. Does it require a bracha or not? Maybe you'll say there. Of Yochanan says it doesn't require a bracha because you already ate from in the middle of the Suda. But if you're eating it after the Suda, you definitely would need a bracha. So the Gemara says, no. If even if you didn't eat it, you're only eating it for dessert. So and therefore, and you don't have the fact that you ate it in the middle of the Suda itself, Stolen of Yochanan would agree and say Pasa Babakistin is considered like a dessert, a snack, and Ela does not require a lamicha, and therefore that would be the machloka. So again, according to the Gemara, said Reb Chelbo would say he requires a bracha even if you're benching, it would still require a bracha of the it would still require bracha acharon al lamicha even though you're benching. And Yochanan would say no, that you don't disagrees that you wouldn't require that you don't have to make a separate bracha in the bracha achrona. But the luck is you have to go ahead. If you didn't have it in the middle of the sutta, then you would require to do it. But if you didn't, there would be the shaila would be whether you're mechuyev to make the bracha, after b'mecha samosan or not, or would you be mechuyev to make this bracha or not? The Gemara said, Yochanan would say, he would argue and say that in this case, in case you didn't eat from that min, that you would not be able, you do not have to make another bracha. Says the Gemara. Gemara says, I'll bring you a riot that this is correct, that Chizkiyahu's explanation is correct. Gemara says, that's a Rab Chani B'Shem Rav Zeira. We have brights where we say, said in the name of Rav Zeira, that this Rab Chagi came and said the name of Rav Zeira. Gemara says, I feel local, it's not me, even if you don't from that mitzvah, still no local is, you don't have to make a separate bracha. So you see a raya that like Chizkiyahu explains that the machlokas is not limited to we ate the min bifnim, but even if you didn't eat it at all, Rav Yochanan would still say it doesn't require a bracha, lo lefaneh, lo lacharav. I'm Rav Chinina. Rav Chinina said we learned the halacha bar sisoi habi yulon de neshayu, meshalchanei nikuvus vasin. There's a Levi bar sisoi, where it says Levi bar sisoi, Levi was the Talmud of Rebbe. So Gemara says, what would he do? Gemara says he would go ahead and he sent Nikvisim, Meshachal and Nikvisim. From the household of the Beis HaNasi, of the Nasi, he would send over Nikvilosin, and he would send over this type of food. Again, what is this type of food? So many say that this type of food, we first explained, is a Choshev of Michael, and that and even though it's a Choshev of Michael, but it's made from dates, and therefore it's a din of possible bekistin. It's not made from the Nikolosin, says the Rashi Masalor, min tumarim chashuvim ma'od, the very kosher bedikah tumarim dates that are eaten together and eaten with some flour that's mixed together. That's called min possible bekistin. It's considered possible bekistin. So therefore, that's the way he learns it, the dates or something mixed together with dates that are mixed together with some type of flour or wheat that is made together, baked together with this type of dates. So therefore, that would require a bracha lefanev l'achareha. So Mar says, "Bavi leishavik lebasim mezuni." We give it to now. You would save it for after the meal. Berklem tchil b'sof. We make a bracha both the beginning and end. Bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. Again, so he received this thing to be used as his meal, but since he didn't eat it in the meal, he would save it for the end of the meal in order to be able to make a bracha. Because if he ate it during the meal itself, it wouldn't require a separate bracha by itself, because you'd be yotze with the pas that you washed, you're eating it as part of your suda, and bechas mazon that you made later. However, since you're eating it afterwards, he would save it for later, shavik lani, he would leave it for after the meal as a dessert, a meal of pas babakistin requires a bracha tchilo v'sov, that's the amara paskin, that it does not become part of the suda itself. does not become part of the Suda. And he would eat it even without bread, and it would require the Suda. He would require it to eat in the Suda. So the Gemara says that was how he was noach. You see, a Gemara that paskin like the halacha that we just finished saying, that it requires a separate bracha. Gemara says another ma'aser. Rav Huna ochel tamrin b'seir. Rav Huna ate tamarim in pisay. When he ate tamarim during the meal, he would eat with his bread, and he would eat with his bread in pisay. He would eat his bread together with his bread, which means that together with his bread, that it would not require another bracha. Because you're eating it, but if you're eating it separately, it requires a bracha. But if you're eating it together with bread, that's part of this bottle to the bread, and you don't make any bracha, neither a bracha rishona nor a bracha achreina. So the Gemara says, Samuel, when he saw the Machibar Ashi, when he saw Palagab Rabbah, he saw him do this, and you're arguing with your Rebbe? Well, Rav, because we said before, the Rav said, you're arguing with Rav Huna, the Talmud of Rav, and we said before the name of Rav Chia, that requires it can make a separate bracha, rishona and achrona. So why are you waiting to go ahead and eat it during a meal together with your Rav Chia, and you can eat it after the suda and make a bracha lefanel acharel? So why are you going to eat it now together with bread, which means you don't have to make a bracha? You put the bracha, the pas pat is a bracha, and bechas the muslim pat is a bracha achrona. But why don't you eat it like your own Rebbe said, eat it late for dessert, and you'll be able to make a new bracha, a bracha achrona, a fanana bracha achrona. So why are you doing it that way? Shavka basim nesayo. We'll leave it till afterwards. Achrona bracha lebracha yourself, like you do like your Rebbe said. So why are you doing it this way to avoid the brachas? So the Gemara said, Amalei answered him. Of course, I said to him, no, aninan inin ikir nigasti. Nagasti. No, I'm not nigasti. I'm not eating this for the suda, for dessert, for an appetizer or dessert. I'm eating it because this is my suda. I don't have anything else to eat. I don't have a main course. This is my main course. So if this is my main course, then the ikir achilasi, says the Rashmi Shalom. Avliyavali basal sadasi. If I had meat to eat the suda, my main course, pshita, I would leave it for the end, like I already said. I'd be able to make a broccoli for now, like a rail. And I eat it without bread. I wouldn't have to eat it with bread. But since I don't have anything else to eat except this pas and the dates, that's my entire suda, that's my main course. So mainly, therefore, I have to eat it together with the bread. And therefore, I'm part of the suda, not because I'm arguing with my Rebbe, but because the situation, circumstances are different. And therefore, I don't make a bracha because I'm eating, this is my whole suda, I eat with the bread. But in Okanami, if I didn't have, if I had some meat to eat, I would be able to eat, I definitely would do like my Rebbe, and save it for dessert, and not eat with the bread, and make a bracha, lefanel, acharel. And therefore, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, that lamaisa, when he eats a suda, which means that the you eat it when you make a mechuyit, make a bracha, then again, so advice is halacha. Let's say you're having a fruit in a course, one of the courses that you're having in the suda, you're having you're eating a suda, and you're having fruit as something in one of the courses. So again, if it's coming from part of the suda, you don't have to have it with bread because it's part of the suda. If it's coming in as something separate, as an initial, the first thing you're eating, which is to whet your appetite, to give you a desire to eat, then it would not be part of the suda, and you would have to make a bracha unless you eat it together with the bread. And the same thing with dessert as well. Now the mashal, Mishmur brings down, if you have cooked fruit, like a baked apple, fruit that's cooked, so the style of fruit that's cooked, is that a kamabari priates, or does that consider as a tafshil, loses its bracha of the bari priates? So it's a style we had earlier in the Yerushalmi, and it's a style in halacha. So either the Mishmur recommends, eat it with bread. So regular fruit, clearly you make a bari priates, because that becomes as dessert, mafurish, as we said, halacha, that requires its own bracha. It requires a bracha rishona, but doesn't require bracha achrona. However, unless it's a shevaminim, which we said before, that is a maklokas in the Gemara, whether it requires a bracha achrona as well, an alamichi as well. But a cooked food, which could be a shayla, then the Mishnah would recommend eat it with bread to avoid the shayla of whether it would require a bracha priates or not. Whereas another ma'aser, Rav Yonah Silken Mishtai, the Barakina in his Antin Vo'ai, Rav Yonah also went to the Sudas, the Chasen, the Mishnah, the wedding of Rav Nuna, the Antinoi. I cannot be Kamaya, Pasa Baba Kistin, Akamas. They went and brought, as a course, they brought Pasa Baba Kistin for dessert after they finished eating, after they finished the meal, but before they benched. The question is, they wanted to know, what's the halakha? Should we make a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona or not? Amrin. So they said, Nishbok Ulpune Venezelan Masnasa. Let's go ahead and forget what the Amorayim said. Each Amorayim has their own opinion. And let's go ahead and quote the Braisa and Paskin whatever the Braisa says. And we'll establish the halacha according to the Braisa. It's not. We're telling them we learned to the Braisa. We learned to the Braisa. Tosefta, Ramani Rav Mishra Rav Yoda Rav Shem Rav Mishota Aglili, possible the kistan the Acha Amazon, pass the kistan comes after the Suda before you bench, Tuna Bracha Lefna Bracha, it requires a Bracha before and afterwards. So we see that the Braisa says you pass in that way, that requires a Bracha. So Amri, when they saw this thing, they said, wait, maybe Mikivanachi Yachati, maybe they will have said a quant only if it's a Das Yachat of Yosai Glili. But Rabbanim Pligal, the Rabbanim argue in that Braisa and argue on Yosai Glili and say, you don't make a Bracha, pass by the Kisnin. Whenever Rabbanim, let's go like the Rabbanan, like the Rove, like the Rabbanan, and we will not make a Bracha on Pasa Baba Kisnin by the Suda. Let's do like Yapar, let's do what we learned from the Rabbanon. And the Mela, so in other words, we don't know, there's Machlokas Amarayim, Nishbak Al Panah. We, I don't know which Amarayim we Paskin is. We just quoted before in the Gemara, Ahola Machlokas Amarayim, we don't know which one to Paskin, like Rav Mona, Rav Huna, Rav Rav. We don't know. So let's leave them alone. Let's pass, let's go back to the Braisa itself. And the Braisa itself, let's pass from the Braisa itself first says, Rav Yosef Glida, you make a Brachal for Nelach Harel. Well, says, if we go and do that, then Rabbi Yosef Glili is mash medafka b'raisa according to him. Rabbanu disagree. And we know there's a halacha yachad rabim, halacha rabim. Halacha rabim means that therefore that you do not make a bracha a mikra when you have pasah b'kisnin. So b'meila, they have halacha would be as follows. A person's having some cake for dessert, pasah b'kisnin, some cake filled with, baked together with fruit or dates. So the halacha is bracha rishona you do make. But the pasuk, like the Rabbanan, kineged Rav Yosef Glili in the Braisa, k'lohak rabim, that we do not make a bracha achrayna there al mikra, but we rely on the benching. And then the Gemara continues with the lashon of the Mishnah, machlokas beisham beis hillel, and to define what the machlokas actually is. Aflo maisa kedera, even not maisa kedera, even something that's cooked is not potters the bracha. What are we talking about? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, halacha ama merimus bar Yeshua. A person who goes ahead and eats gerizme and solis, and then eats a type of a cereal from fine flour, porridge from fine flour. So Gemara says, which both require mizonos. So halacha is afagaf to whom averich al gerizmasa, even though you made a mizonos on gerizmasa, b'seifa l'patipul. So at the end, it does not, and now you want to eat the sulsi, you want to eat the cereal, the porridge, the fine flour, made from fine flour, it does not potter the bracha of Barmin and Mizonis on that. Now, grizme is interesting, because grizme we had earlier, as we mentioned, was a mixed of a bari pri adama, or a shahakol, mixed together a few things with dates and sweet things. Here, the grizme incorporates Mizonos. As the Redim says, grizme over here is min pasa b'kisnin, the type that comes min that comes with kisnin. Earlier we said it talks about just a thing mixed together with many different ingredients, gives it a sweet taste. And over here it comes different. It's considered where there's actually a flour in it. Enough to be considered mizonos to make a bracha mizonos, and this is ketrumusin. So therefore, it's a mixed together. Beans are mixed together with the type of flour, grain, and therefore it's a mizonos. And the ma'aseh kedera is referring to this porridge, this fine flour. Says the Haredim, solas mavushal shebechosan ami by mizonos. You took fine flour and you cooked it. So again, that's a bracha, also considered a bracha bracha mizonos. So you have two bracha mizonos. The halacha is that if you're making it, the halacha is it does not potter a bracha. You make a mizonos on this thing which is eaten as an appetizer, and then you're making a bracha. Then you have to eat. You want to eat the porridge, the fine flour, the solas. The halacha is you have to make a separate mizonos. It does not potter. Does not potter. So the question is, whose shita is that in the Mishnah? So the Gemara is going to try to understand that. So this is the halacha, Yeshua, so for the patagos, doesn't pater that you're going to eat. Frek the Gemara, ma? How could that be? Doesn't make sense. How could you paskin like that? It's l'chara keneged the Mishnah, which l'chara keneged the shita we pass like Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, you pass like Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai Yomim Aflo Ma'asekidera. Beis Shammai says that the Brach Mazonos does not even, that you make on the Grisma, does not even pass, does not cover the Ma'asekidera, which we said now is the service, is this porridge, the cereal made from fine flour. So Vaistois, that's Beis Shammai Shita. So Beis Shammai Shita says Lo Ma'asekidera. Beis Hillel obviously argues and says that this does pater. So are you, is a Marinos Brav Yeshua passing like Beis Shammai connected Beis Hillel? The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yossi, you have to read the Mishnah. There's something wrong. You read the Mishnah incorrectly. Divri Akolhi. When a Rambam says the name of Yeshua, that it's not, doesn't pater the bracha, the Ma'aseh Kedera, it's according to everybody's opinion. That's not what Beis Shammai is referring to. So what is Beis Shammai referring to? Beis Shammai is referring to arguing with the first halakha of the Tanakhama, not the second halakha, and as follows. Beirach al pas pater as a papas. Person goes ahead, makes a bracha on pas on bread, then it paters the papas. It paters even the soup, the thing you're eating, the appetizer that you're eating for this, for your for sweetness to give you a taste in your mouth, like the like you're having this gizmusa that we said. So therefore, that does not pater that. So it says the Tanakhama, but if you made the bracha on pas, it does pater that. Vest ma'aseh kedera, and also paters the ma'aseh kedera that you're eating in the meal during the suda. It's part of your suda. So in other words, they're telling you two halachas. Number one, that the pas paters even something that's not part of the actual suda, but comes as far as the beginning of the suda, the appetizer, to give you an appetite in order to be able to eat, which generally is not considered part of the suda itself, not integral to the suda. So it paters that, and it also paters ma'aseh kedera, which is part of the suda. So Gemara, that's the Beis Hillel. That's the halacha according to Beis Hillel. That would be the halacha according to Beis Hillel. Comes Beis Shammai and says, no, loss paters ma'aseh kedera. It doesn't pater the ma'aseh kedera. It doesn't pater what's in the suda. It doesn't pater the suda. It surely is not pater the papyrus. In other words, because the papyrus is something that's not main ha-suda, not integral to the suda. That comes separately. That's from the that comes as far as an instruction to the suda. And yet, the halakha is, if according to Beis Shammai, if the pas doesn't pater something that comes in mitocha suda, it surely is not going to pater the thing that comes before. So Gemara says, of a berach pater atkila, but if you made on the papyrus, if you made on the garmusa, if you made on this dish, then the halakha is, now you want to pater the mazonos on that, not main, and you didn't have it on the pas. Then Kalami Moid Lo Pater Sapat. I'm gonna agree it doesn't pater the pas, Lo Ma'aseh Kedera. It doesn't pater the Ma'aseh Kedera either. Even Beis Hillel would agree to this thing. So now you thought that the halacha, when Rema said halacha is that when you make a bracha on the grimas on the mazonos on this delicacy that you're eating in the beginning of the suda as an appetizer. It's a mazonos, it doesn't pater even the porridge, even the tafshil, the gedera that you're eating later before you're washing, you would think that everyone that's a machlokes Beis Shammai. No, kuliyama lo pligi, that if you didn't make a bracha, if you made a bracha, you didn't make a bracha on the pas, and you only made a bracha on the appetizer mizonos, then it does not pater neither the pas. Of course, you have to make a bracha on the pas later, and it also does not pater the ma'aseh gedera that you're going to make later before you have the pas. But however, if you went ahead and you did wash on pas, you did make a bracha on the pas, now you want to eat the gemisa, then Beis Hillel says you don't have to make a bracha on that because you made a bracha on the pas. You don't have to make a bracha on ma'aseh kedera either. Beis Shammai argues at both points, no, that if you didn't made a bracha on the pas, you still have to make a bracha on the kedera, you still have to make a bracha on the papyrus. It does not possible. So therefore, the halacha of Merema that said this halacha would be Merema would be saying a beta contra Beis Shammai, a beta contra Beis Hillel. You'd have to require to make both brachas. To make both brachas, everyone would agree that that is the shita, and that's the way the Pnei Moshe learns the sugya here, the Divri Hakol, according to everyone. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would both agree. Mara ends off with a shaila. Which is a little bit of a funny. I think Mara asked the Shaila here when this was already discussed 2 days ago in Samach Hay, with the Shitas, a number of Meroyim that argued over there. And the Mara seemed to have Paskin over there, La Locha, like Avshur Ben Levi. So why, over here, is Mara asking this again? So there's a difference of opinion how to learn the Sugya. Mara has a Kasha. What's the Locha? Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba, Boy, ask him a Shaila. Ha'odna Achol Sulas, Budaite Michul Pisa. Person who went out in appetizer, it was made of sulas, made of flour, and now he's going to eat, and then he's going, has a mind that he's going to wash for bread and eat bread. So we know, of course, you have to make a bracha rishona because you ate it before you washed bread. Of course, you have to make a bracha rishona. You have to make a mazonos. But the shaila is, do you have to make a bracha achrona? Since you're going to wash it, we know you're going to wash it in a few minutes, do you have to make an alamicha before you wash, or you yotze with the birchas hamazon? What's the look of making a bracha achrona before you bench? Does it require its own bracha or not? Again, so this was a shaila which was discussed, as we mentioned, a few days ago. And the Gemara discussed there a number of different shittos in the Gemara. And we paskin, the Gemara said, Yeshua ben Levi, Keneged Rababa, we paskin that we don't make a bracha achrona. That if you're going to have a suda, you don't make a bracha achrona. And the again, because it's not, even though it's not, even though it's not part of suda because you're eating it before you wash, but since you're doing it in order to be able to whet your appetite to eat, we consider it as connected to the suda. It doesn't require a separate bracha achrona. You can be also with benching. So Gemara says, so what's the estim this shayla though? So obviously the question was that he didn't agree to paskin halach like Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara says, Rabbanan the Kisrin pshitalei, the Rabbanan from Kisaria, they paskin the shayla. So if they hold, you have to make a bracha in the end. You have to make a bracha, achrona before you bench. They have to make a bracha, which means that they paskin like those on Marayim earlier that says that you can't be yotze with the benching, and you have to make the bracha before, and you have to make a bracha achrona before it doesn't apply. And this replies, says the Haredim, to all. That's all things, not just over here. That is separate bracha. We're talking about something that's required solas, made from flour. But this Haredim says this applies to even peros, any peros. And he says that people that are knowing to eat fruit before they wash until yadayim, they separate bracha peros abar mafei asuda. Come that time before you're washing, you're ready, mamish, ready to wash for bread. You know you're gonna have a suda, but you have fruit before that to whet your appetite. So the same idea. Do we say consider it? Comes in the middle of the suda. If you go ahead and you make a peros in the middle of a suda, well, you know, there are three separate halachas by peros. Peros in the middle of a suda require a bracha lefneihem and no bracha achareihem. Brachos, it's peros that come after you finish eating. So there's a machlokas whether it requires, we knew it requires a bracha rishona, does it require a bracha achrona as well, is a shaila. But here, a bracha that's made before, that you make before, that you're eating fruit before the suda, just to give you a taiva to eat. The question is there, what's the halacha? Do we say it requires a bracha achrona or not? So you're boiling kisaserim paskin, that and any other thing, not only solos, but what then all the peros require a bracha achrona afterwards, before benching, because since you ate it before, it's not part of the suda, and therefore you have to make a separate bracha achrona. Interesting, some of the achronim learn a little bit different. Some of the achronim, the first shim, the side of the daf, the marfuld, and others learn a little bit different. They say no. They stay dinim in this pasta baba kisnin. There are some things that are eaten for create an appetite, like fruit that creates an appetite to eat. Those would not require bracha achrona to make it a lamikah before you, if you're going to wash right away. But if you're eating as a snack, which is just to eat something, but it doesn't have anything to do with creating an appetite, then those things require bracha rishona and achrona, and that's what the Gemara is talking about over here. That's why the sugya is different than the sugya earlier, because they're talking about clearly something eating to whet your appetite for the suda. Here it's something a pasa baba kisnin, or something you're eating that's eating as a snack to fill you up a little bit, but not to have any hamshaka to create a connection to the suda you're going to eat, and that's why it requires a bracha achrona here before you're going to pass. And that would be the halacha over here.